All right, so starting the Mishnah, Ayin Ches Amun Alef. Omar lo kansi shtar chov zeh. So there's two cases. One case is what? He tells her, take this shtar chov. Oh. What's the second case? Okay, that's a harder case. What does that mean? What does it mean? She found it. She found it being the get behind him. What does that mean? You can't even understand this case without doing the Gemara, no? It's just not possible. It sounds like it's on the floor behind him or something. Mm-hmm. That's not possible. We know that's not possible.
It's like on the floor.
That's on the floor. It's no good. There's no Nesina. All right, so we'll get into it. But the Gemara basically says it's behind him, right? It's stuck in his belt. And she pulls it out of his belt. How is that any good? How is that any different than pulling it off the floor? So he moves it to her. He moves it to her. He gives her a right. He moves it towards her with his hip. How is that any good? All right, that's what we'll spend some time on the next couple of days. But
is that a Messina?
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting because she is ultimately the one who's pulling it out. Somehow or other, that qualifies for a Nesina.
But if you outstretch your hand with the get in it and she takes it out of your hand.
That's also a big question. We'll get to that too. Okay, so anyway, but that's not the point of this Mishnah. The point of this Mishnah is to teach you what? Two things. If he tells her it's something else, he gives it to her as something else, not as a get. Here's your shtar chov. Or she pulls it out from his hip, from his back, and then what happens? Go ahead. She reads it, and it turns out to be her get. So it's not good until he tells her, this is your get. It's not good until he tells her, this is your get. Yeah. And then the same thing, similar case when she's asleep, right? He put it into her hand and she's asleep. And then what? And then she wakes up and reads it, and it turns out to be her get. It's also not good until he tells her it's her get. Yeah. But what's interesting also there is what? What does Rashi say? Ad sheyomer lo hagiteich. So what does that mean?
So,
say what I'm looking for? That's fine. He doesn't have to re-give it. Right? That's what you said?
Yeah.
Okay. He doesn't have to give it again. That's the point. Which is what you're saying. I just wanted to hear...
But why would you think that?
I would think that.
I would absolutely think that.
Because was the Nesina good or not? Yeah.
If
you're going to tell me that when you gave it to her it wasn't a good Nesina because they're not divorced, so apparently you have to inform her that it's her get to make it a good Nesina. So the Nesina is over. So you should have to tell it to her.
Learning is part of the Nesina.
What's that?
You're learning as part of the Nesina.
To say her.
Yeah.
This is done in front of Eden, right?
Yeah.
This has to be done in front of Adam.
Everything has to be done in front of Adam, yeah. It's a good thought.
Meaning it's like the Ron saying.
Okay. Alright, so let's take a look at the Ron. Because the Gemara is difficult. I mean, the Mishnah is difficult. The case of the Mishnah is not clear.
Wait,
I mean, what is this talking about?
Do we have a question yet or no? Meaning is our...
We just have a general confusion right now.
Is that phrase part of Nesina?
Meaning, how does it go from, he says, Hare Zeh Hiteh, and then all of a sudden, that's fine. Why does he not have to take it back, give it back? Like,
right. But we're not going to take that exact question up right now. That question, we're going to take up the question of what is the case of the Mishnah? What's the case of the Mishnah? In what context are we talking about? Okay. In other words, think this through logically. What is the Mishnah saying? That what was the problem? I want you to think this through. What was the problem, Gil?
Notification.
The action was ambiguous.
No. Simpler. with less exuberance. What was the problem according to the Mishnah in the Nesina? No, literally, details.
She didn't
know.
She's on particulars. I want particular things. What was the problem in the Nesina in the first case in the Mishnah?
It wasn't a Nesina of get.
It wasn't a
conventional.
What was the problem? Literally.
She didn't know.
Don't give me general problems. Give me. Because he said, this is your shtarchov. That is the problem. The problem is he gave her a get, and he said it's something different.
Wait, how are you
getting what is the, because that's what it says. Omar lo, kansi shtarchov zeh. He tells her, take your shtarchov. That's the problem. But if he would say nothing, the implication is it would be okay.
Well, fine.
So you're saying the problem is
misinformation. That's a problem.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
But isn't a get just a shtarchov?
Like a mecca?
No, it's not a shtarchov.
So misinformation. You can say nothing, you can't say something else.
It implies you can say nothing. It implies you can say nothing and it would be perfectly fine. The problem is you can't pull a fast one. But that's not true. We know that that's not true. We know that when you give a get, you have to say, this is your get. We know that.
Here's your wedding lottery ticket.
So why does the Mishnah say the problem is he said it's something else, when the problem is, even if he said nothing, it would be a problem? That's what the Rishonim are dealing with. That's what all the Rishonim are dealing with on this Mishnah.
Wait, even if you say nothing, it's a problem. You have to say nothing.
Absolutely. So why does the Mishnah say? Good question. That's a machlokas in Rishon. But definitely it's not good. The Rambam says it's possible midrabanan, but all the other Rishonim practically say it's nothing. Yeah. Okay, so let's just understand. So what's the requirement of saying something? So the Rambam says, the Rambam says it has to be given as a get. That's what the Rambam says, right? That's one of the requirements. In Perek Aleph, Aloch Aleph, Rambam goes through all the requirements. And one of the requirements is...
according to what? Like according to the document itself or according to the das, the people?
Sheyitnena lo b'toras gerishin. He has to give it as a get. He has to give it as a get. And then he says... Uminayin sheino nosna lo ela b'toras gerishin. How do you know that you have to give it as a get? Shenemar sefer krisus v'nosam b'yoda. Sheyitin osa b'toras sefer krisus. Like I was telling Avi, you have to say, you are discharged. You are fired. Take a hike. Here. Go.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? It has to be, the maisa has to have a characteristic to it. How do you define what you're doing to other people? Dibor, that's the general rule. Dvarim shebelev, we say inam dvarim. So if I want to define the action, I have to give it its character with my dibor. And then the Ram says, avalim nastala, okay. Yeah.
So how does it qualify?
Secondary question we'll get to. But the first question that the Rishonim are bothered with is, that the fact of the matter is, if you said nothing and gave it to her, it would not be good. It would not be good. Yeah, go on. Right. So the Ran says right away, it must be a case where they're already talking about getting divorced. It must be a case where there's an open and frank discussion about the impending divorce. Okay. Does anybody learn Kedushin? Anybody here learn Kedushin? Matt, how far did you get? Not far enough, okay. So there's a parallel sugya in Kedushin, he quotes it. And the Gemara in Kedushin says the same thing, that if a man wants to get married, if a man wants to marry a woman, so he has to give her, let's say, Kesef Kedushin. And what does he say? Everybody knows. What does he say? Harayat, right? He has to say harayat. Otherwise, it's nothing. If a guy just gives a woman kesef, they're not married, right? Because you have to define the maisa as nesinas maos of kedushin. And how do you do that? With dibor. But the Gemara in Kedushin says, if they were asukin ba'oso inyan, if they were saying, oh, well, we're great together, let's get married. She says, yeah, I really want to get married. Okay, wonderful. Here's here. That would be good. Even though, of course, they need Adam. That's why you always have those conversations in private. So she said, so that would be good because they're asukin but also inyan. What does that mean? It means to say that although that the maisa has to be defined, but it doesn't have to be defined by an express statement of definition. It doesn't have to be defined explicitly by a specific dibur of, you know, haray at. It could be like Rafi said, you can learn it from the context. So asukin ba'osuinyan. All right, so the Gemara goes into some details over there. When are they still considered asukin ba'osuinyan? What if they start talking about other things in the middle? But basically, we paskin, the general concept is, we paskin that the maisa can be defined from the general conversation that they're having. And the Gemara there says the same thing by Gerushin. Gemara says both, by Kedushin and by Gerushin. Okay, did you get a chance to see that, Gemara? So that's what he says. He says, it must be that there are sukin binyan gittin askinan. That must be the case. De'ilo, my iria, omar lo, kansi shtachov zeh. What's the difference? What does it make a difference if he says to her, take the shtachov? Right? Umay iria motzosav me'achorav, v'karoso. Afilu nosna lo nesina ma'alia. It would be no good. Why does the Mishnah have to take up two strange cases? What are the strange cases in the Mishnah? One is that he says to her it's something else. And the other is, now we're getting a little bit of a glimpse of what the second case is. What's the second case? Yeah, but how is he defining it? Definitively, what is the second case? It's a Nesina Gerua. Okay, so that's what the Ran is explaining over here. He's saying the case, the Mishnah is talking about two cases. What are the cases? One is disinformation. He tells her it's something else. Okay. And the other is
dispresentation.
He gives it to her in a strange way. It's not a normal Nesina. It's an inferior Nesina. Grua. It's an inferior Nesina. What the definition of that is, we'll have to hold off on for a minute, okay? But the point is, he's saying that what? That the Mishnah is saying that these cases are no good. So what's the Chiddush of saying it's no good? Right? What's the Chiddush of saying it's no good because he told her to shtarchov, right? Or because he gave it to her in a funny way? If they're just hadn't had any discussion, he just wakes up one morning and he does this, then even if he handed to her straight up with a hand right into her hand and didn't say a word, it would be no good. So what's the chiddush of telling me it's no good because he said it's a shtarchov, or it's no good because he did it in a funny way? The implication is, if he didn't say shtarchov, or if he didn't do it in a funny way, it would be good. But we know that's not true. That's not true. So it must be a case where the chiddush must be that even though they were asukin ba'oso inyan, and when there are sukin ba'ozo inyan, a regular nesina would be good without any dibor. Since he did these two things, what does it do? Halachically speaking, it removes the asukin ba'ozo inyan. It negates the nesinas gerushin that would have come from the context. That's right. These two strange things, the fact that he says to her, Hareza Kansi Loch Shtarchov Zeh, that we can understand. Right? That seems to make a lot of sense. And also because he gave it to her in a funny way. That's a little more subtle, why that should make a difference. Okay? Let's follow him through them. Go ahead. Right. So it must be that we're talking about a case where they were discussing gerushin. That's it. So since they were asukin ba'oso inyan, if you would have given her a perfectly good nesina stam, okay, this is not working out, we should get divorced. Here. That would be good. Okay.
He doesn't say Harizah
Gitech. Right. He doesn't say Harizah Gitech. But it's a Nesina Ma'alya. Does he call it Nesina Ma'alya?
Yeah.
It's a Nesina Ma'alya Sastam. It's a perfectly good Maisa Nesina. But it's not qualified by Dibur. So as long as they were Asuk and Boso Inyan, and he gave her a Nesina Ma'alya, so even though it was not qualified by Dibur, it would be good. Okay. But, so that's exactly what this Mishnah is telling you. That in the situation where the Nesina Ma'ayus Astam would be good, Osuk and Bosu Inyan, here it's not going to be good because why? Aval Kevan Sha'omar La Kansi Shtazo Chov Zeh. Since he tells her, take the Shtachov. Go ahead. That's it. So that's one method. So the topic of the Mishnah is what? How are you mevatel asukin ba'oso inyan? Okay, so one way of being mevatel asukin ba'oso inyan, one way of mevatel asukin ba'oso inyan is what? That you say, you give it another definition. You give it another definition. You say, this is a shtachov. So then you're mevatel the whole implication from the context because you're overtly, explicitly calling it something else. Interesting, huh? You're overtly, explicitly calling it something else. So the implication is going to be overridden by the explicit statement. So what is this guy doing? I don't know. He's a joker, right?
But the implication isn't good, we said.
No. If it was an implication, they were discussing Gershon, and he gave it to her right in the context of that conversation, straight, normal, it would
be
good.
That's good. Considered direct.
That's considered that the Maisa is Bitoras Gerushin. It's in the context of Gerushin, right? If they were not discussing Gerushin, then he would have to say Harezeh Gidich, just like Kedushin. If they were not discussing Kedushin and he gives her a ring, who was asking me about the Lakspazer? Even if he gave her a wedding ring, it wouldn't matter. Would say, well, that's a wedding ring, so it doesn't matter. It's just money. It's just Shavu Kesef.
You think more for Gerushin? It says her name on it. It says the time.
That's correct. But if they were discussing Kedushin, then he doesn't have to say Arayim Kedushin. Okay. But now the question is, so now the idea is that when they're discussing it, it has the quality of a Nesinas Gerushin, and the Mishnah is telling you what undoes that implication. So one thing that undoes the implication is a redefinition of the Maisa with an explicit statement. So that'll override the definition from the implication of the context. And what's the other one? Okay, so that's an interesting case. Let's take that case. Just factually speaking, what's that case? Anybody know what that case is? Okay, so the Gemara over there says like this. The Gemara says, so the Mishnah Nun Hey, the Mishnah is like this, Heyid Rabbi Yochanan ben Gud Gedor al hachareshes shehisiyo aviha shehi yotza beget. So what's the case?
He was Meyid.
Right. So he was meyed that on a woman who's a chareshes, which is considered to be mentally impaired in those days, so that she can be divorced.
Oh, she can get.
Okay, that she can go out with a get. Yep. So let's take a look at Rashi. Shehisiyo avio. So he says Rabusa Noka. That's a bigger chiddush. The Avagav the Kibel Avia Kidusheha Kidushin Dida Kishikitana Vavileisha Sishkemura Filoch Yotza Beget. In other words, they were really married the Raisa because the father was Mekabel the Kidushin. So it's not like some heter drabon over here. Afilu hachi yotza beget umekabelas as gita. You can give her the get. She can accept the get. The alpha gav the lace but daita, right? Even though she doesn't have das. The isha ki nafka bal korchach nafka. So a woman doesn't need awareness at the time of the. She doesn't need das. You're gonna tell you get into trouble here. She doesn't need to have das. She doesn't need to have an agreement. Over here, das means agreement, really. She doesn't need to be in agreement with it. Okay? As opposed to kiddushin. Kiddushin can't be done without her das, meaning without her agreement. So das sometimes just means awareness, sometimes it means agreement. Here it means without her agreement. So she doesn't need to agree to be divorced. So the fact that a chareshes can't make a decision and can't understand is not important. Okay. Where'd it go? Yeah, Vava got the lace, but Daita, the Isha ki nafka bal korchach nafka, vein misratze begerishin. She doesn't have to want the gerishin. She doesn't have to be misratze. Right? It doesn't have to be something that she wants. Vafilu hochi nafka. Hilkach lo bo'inan Daita. I was just trying to prove that das is not necessary for gerishin because you don't need, she doesn't have to agree with it.
He could do it in front of two
Eden. Okay. Wait. That's where that comes from. It comes from this case. Okay, so the Gemara says, Omar, skip to the Gemara. Omar Rava may edusel shel Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgida. From his edus, we can learn this case. Omar le'edim ru get zesh ani nosein lo v'chozer v'omar lo kansi shtar chov zeh harezu migreshes. So Rava says, I can prove to you from Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgida that if a man said to two Edim, right, Rashi, we learn it from this case, Omar le'edim, shelo b'faneha, secretly, not in the presence of his wife, he tells two Edim, Re'u get zeh, she'ani nosein lo. He says to two Edim, come here, I'll tell you something. This is the get I'm going to give to her. Okay? And then when he gets to her, he says, Kanti shtarchov zeh. Says to his wife, here, take this shtarchov. Velo hodia shehu get. He doesn't tell her that it's a get. Okay? So he says, I can prove from Rabbi Yochanan that it's good. Why? Mi lo omar Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgada lo bo'inan daita. Didn't he say that she doesn't need das? The isha lo bo'inan daita the isha da chareshes leis la daita. Right? Hochanami lo bo'inan daita. So you don't need her. You don't hear her knowledge that it is a get when he gives it to her. You need the gavra, you need the person there, but you don't need her knowledge. So the Gemara says, Pshita! Funny, right? The Gemara says, we don't need you to tell us that, Rava, that's Pashat. No. So Rava said, no. Mahu desema kevan domer kansi shtarchov zeh. My chiddush was bigger. My chiddush was saying that you might think, since he tells her, take this instrument of debt, bituli botle. You might think he's being mevatel what he told the Edom. Right? Kamash malon. Im iso de batle, le Edom havi amilu. If he really changed his mind, and at the last second he got cold feet and he decided that he didn't want to give it to her as a get, he should have told the Edom that he was Mavatl. He should have told the Edom, this is a shtarchov.
Why would he be giving it to her if she didn't want to give it to us again? The document of
hold on. So why is he giving it to who? Why is he giving it to her? Omar, v'hai dik omar hachi mishum kisufa. So what is he really doing? He's simply embarrassed. So in other words, that's how we interpret the situation. He tells the Edom, I'm going to give my wife this get. You see it? I'm giving my wife this get. But when he gets to her, he says, take your shtar chov. So the Gemara says, did he change his mind? Is he no longer giving it b'toras gerushin? Or is he still giving it b'toras gerushin? When he told the Edom, he defined the Maisa. And now is this retraction or not? So the Gemara says, if he really was changing it, he should have changed it to the ones who he defined it by. So he's not changing it. Oh, so why did he say this? He's simply embarrassed to give his wife a get. He's afraid of her. So
you also don't really need to say it to her intrinsically.
Right. You do not need to say it to her.
The nature of the action.
Exactly.
You do that to your agent.
Exactly. So this is a very, very important Gemara. I mean, in terms of this whole topic. Because it's dealing with Bittel, too. All right, so mull this over a little bit and go further in the run. Listen, there's one thing. In terms of the question of what the difference between the Ma'al Yusa and the Guru Asa is, take a look at the Milchemes Hashem, okay? He's not hard on this one. He's usually very difficult. He's not hard on this one. He's really just from the end of it, where he starts explaining why it's dafka good. Question is, why is it only good if you're a sukkah bosavinian to give her a normal nesina? Why is this unnormal nesina no good?
It is funny though.